Hi and welcome to another episode of Simpsons Braveheart. Sorry, I just try and catch him out there. Hi and welcome to another episode of Ted and Tim's Braveheart.
I'm Tim and or Ted.
And I'm Ted and or Tim. And today I'm going to be asking the question, if you had to replace Major West as your pilot in your Lost in Space ship, who would you replace him with?
All right.
Now, you're taking the role of the father in the family. Yep. Obviously not Will.
I'm going to call him John Robinson.
I'm going to call him Jack Johnson. Sorry, I can't help myself. I love that name. We just found out that the actor's name that plays Will Robinson in the film was Jack Johnson.
Now you've just broke the illusion.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we research, guys. Believe it or not. I say research.
Research. Well, we IMDb'd some names, yeah. We got to figure out what the oldest daughter was called.
Is she the oldest?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Penny was the oldest. No. Should we start again?
Are you sure?
Oh, no, if I get the go with it.
All right. I'll get it in the edit. I won't.
All right. So, do you want to try the question again?
You're replacing
yep.
Major West
yep.
in your crew.
Okay.
All right. And obviously, you're the father.
Yep. Okay.
You've got your three children, your uh-huh. two daughters, and your son, and yep. your wife.
Yep.
And you need to you have someone to replace Major West.
Okay. So, since it's Major West,
yep.
we're going with the 1998.
For fuck's sake, we just said we researched this. Now you've made us look like idiots.
No, I was trying to break the canon again. See?
No, it's too late. You've made us look like idiots again. We can't even read a one, a nine, a nine, and an eight. Too many nines.
I was about to say. Who messed it up? Shut up, I think was the answer.
I was right, actually. One, a nine, a nine, and an eight. I was right.
All
right,
well, we're both idiots.
Turns out we're stupid. Anyway, so.
All right. Can I replace him with anybody?
Not the Doctor.
All right.
Or the Hulk, or Q, or Stephen Strange.
Anybody else I can't have?
Not
Santa.
If you can argue a reason as to why Santa, yeah.
You can get out of any situation if there's a chimney involved. He's okay. Magic, and he's got a present to suit any occasion, I'm guessing.
Oh, I would imagine so, but he needs his elves for that.
I know, he's always got his massive sack.
Yeah, but his elves make the toys.
True.
So he has to go to North Pole to get it. And you're going in lost. You'll be lost in space. So he won't be able to go back to his elves.
There'll be a
lost.
North Pole somewhere.
Yeah, but not the North Pole that has the Santa.
You know, the magic. There could be at every North Pole for all you know.
I don't. But I'm going to make the assumption that...
I think if they land on a planet and it's got a North Pole, Santa can go and find some elves to do his work.
I don't think he can.
He's magic. I'm allowing it.
Digging your heels in or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So Santa is going to be your pilot.
No, I'm not sticking with Santa.
No, are you sure?
He's a good out, but
he's got good piloting skills. To be fair, fair play to
yeah,
him.
He's, to be fair. Only if his spaceship is powered by reindeer, though. I think.
Why wouldn't it be?
Otherwise, because every time we took off, all right, T minus on engine one, on engine two.
It'd take ages to get anywhere.
So yeah, all
right. Right.
So let's break down the criteria that this person needs to have.
Okay.
In that one, he was a pilot.
He was a pilot.
And
a soldier.
Soldier, yeah.
He okay. was also there against his better judgment.
Yeah, he didn't really want to be there, did
no,
he?
No, but he was assigned.
But at the same time, he was going to do his duty no matter what.
Yeah.
So, fiercely loyal, but kind of reluctantly.
Do you know what? Right. Just as an aside here. So far, every time we've done one of these things, we seem to have a big thing about being fiercely loyal.
Yeah, loyalty is important.
Yes. So remember that if you listen to this.
Yep, that's the lesson. That's the lesson of the entire series of podcasts. This has all been one big subliminal message.
To be loyal to our brand.
Yep.
Buy our form of t-shirts. We haven't got any t-shirts, but you buy them anyway.
If you support us on Patreon, we might get t-shirts.
Yeah, we might. One day.
Yeah,
So.
All right. Okay, so. A soldier and a pilot, preferably.
Okay.
All right, go on then. You got one.
I have, yeah.
Go on then.
Give me a second. I think his name. Colonel Shepard.
Ooh, Tilk. Actually, I was thinking Tilk. Right, we've recently just done a bit about Stargate, and I think we're still on it.
Sorry about that.
How about, because Shits and Giggles, we'll rule out Stargate.
Aww.
We've literally just done an episode of SG-1, all right?
I thought I'd won with Colonel Shepard. He's a pilot.
It's too fresh. We need to think outside of our box.
Outside of our box. We can't
get right outside our comfort zone.
All right.
The Avengers. Maverick.
MacGyver.
He wasn't a pilot.
Colonel, it's
in there. It's going to bug me. Murdoch from the A-Team.
Murdoch from the A-Team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
Have fun with that.
Well.
All All right, Chronicles argue his merits. He was a soldier. Yep. Mad as a hat, and you can fly anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not arguing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But.
Can you beat?
He's mad.
Yeah. But.
Your family's.
Fiercely loyal.
Yeah. Your family is in this ship. Now,
you never got anybody killed.
No, I thought the A-team didn't get a lot of people killed, though, if you ever watched the A-team.
They got one person killed.
Is that what it was?
Ever. That's the last episode last season.
Was it? Because I know there was a statistic about it. I couldn't remember what it was. But I know there was, like, the body count was so low in the A-team series.
Yeah, it was literally just one.
But yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think you can beat Murdoch, because Murdoch is a good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to try and beat him.
We're going to try and beat him.
We've got another 30 minutes to go on this.
Yes, that's all right. We've got 30 minutes of waffle, we'll be fine. Podcast over.
Yeah. Excuse me. Haven't learnt to burp outside the microphone.
Oh, no. I hope they didn't show up.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Oh, well, I'll be right. So, what other people could replay? What about Dr. Smith, then? Because obviously, in that episode, you've got an evil maniacal doctor who was accidentally trapped on the ship with the crazy psycho robot droid.
He made the robot psycho.
Yeah, yeah. But he was trapped on there because
I think I've got the winner for this one as well.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor.
I don't know enough about Lex Luthor to refute him, but I know that he doesn't beat Superman. That's all I know. He tries and fails.
True, but Superman's not part of the cast.
Yeah. Superman.
Judy. In the DC universe is concerned, Lex Luthor is da bomb. He convinced the people to elect him president, for God's sake.
Really?
Yeah.
So, again, I don't know enough about...
He also, in the latest Batman versus Superman stuff, he created Doomsday.
What's that?
It's a big Kryptonian monster alien thing that did kill Superman.
Okay.
And Batman and the Justice League and should have enslaved the world, but I'm not even going to go there.
I haven't seen...
He was super smart. Maniacal, genius.
But was he smart enough to do the thing, but also get caught by the thing? You've gone a bit too overpowered with his smarts. Because Dr. Smith was smart enough to do the crazy droid, make the crazy droid go crazy and kill people, but not smart enough to get off the ship before it activated.
Betrayed in that film, because he was working for somebody and they stunned him through his comm system.
Which means that somebody else outsmarted him. Would Lex Luthor have been outsmarted by somebody else with a stun thing?
Possibly.
I think you've gone too smart. I think he's just too smart. He needs to be smart enough to be able to do a thing, but not smart enough to be...
I'm going
to
go the other way then. The Joker.
You said you were going outside of outside of our previous podcast. Yeah, literally.
None of these are Avengers.
No, but we had Batman, Superman, the Avengers and Stargate. And you've gone, all right, let's go out of our comfort zone. DC.
Okay, all right then.
All right.
I can do it. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Nope.
Alien. No, Predator.
Bit of a difference there.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the picture of Alien versus Predator, and I think the Predator, smart.
All right.
And a hunter.
All right.
He's more, if anything, he's more of a threat than the robot.
Yeah, Dr. Smith wasn't.
Yeah, but that's why it's a better replacement than Dr. Smith, right?
Especially replacing Dr. Smith.
Yeah. Dr. Smith's agenda... Kill the Robinsons, take over the ship, and go home.
Wait, what was his agenda in that? I can't really remember now, because he...
Originally, it was to sabotage the ship so that the Jupiter mission failed.
Yeah.
Once he was stuck on the ship...
Why?
I can't remember. Some political reason.
That seems illogical, because in that one, they were going in a hypersleep to go all the way to the wherever Alpha Centauri, wherever it was they were heading, to build another hypergate, weren't they? And then they would be able to hyper-jump through.
Yeah.
So they have two stable points. Because if they've used hyperspace without the stable points...
You could end up anywhere.
You could end up anywhere. And then they had to use it to get through the sun.
Yeah.
So.
So, I can't remember why. I think it was some kind of weird political movement.
All right.
But yeah, once he was trapped on the ship...
Yep.
He wanted to take over the ship and get back.
Okay. But he was lost.
His sabotage had got the ship lost.
Yep.
So yeah, that was that.
And then he joined forces with Will for a little while and taught him how to be cool.
Yeah, manipulated Will, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he also became a Spider-Man.
Oh, you know who'd be good for that?
Why?
Original Battlestar Galactica, not the new one.
Okay.
Gaius Balthar.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because he's good at manipulating. He manipulated the Cylons. Yeah. He was also under the thrall of the Cylons. He'd be a good replacement.
Yeah.
He was smart enough to do some stuff, but still not smart enough to get out of the danger. Either of the guys, Balthas, because the other one was a bit like that as well, wasn't he?
He was manipulated by the Cylons.
Manipulated by the Cylons, but he was always on the edge of getting caught, but just about manipulating his way out. So yeah, I think if it was my ship, Gaius Baul, that would be my Dr. Smith.
Oh yeah, who was your Major West?
My mate, I didn't have a major. I chose Colonel Shepard. He told me not to. So I'm at a loss.
Well, you've got to go outside the box. Apparently, I had to.
He didn't go that far outside the box, though.
I did. Got to a whole other franchise.
I would choose Tom Paris.
Oh, hello.
Pilot.
Yep.
Does what he's told, but a little bit insubordinate. So, you know.
Yeah, he does get demoted
keep things entertaining. Keep things entertaining.
For those who don't know, Tom Paris is the pilot in Voyager.
Yeah, Lieutenant Star Trek Paris Voyager. From Voyager. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, him. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, like I say, he's got an insubordinate history, but...
But
at the end of the day, he was...
And he was a damn good pilot.
Damn good pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulled Voyager out of some dangerous scrapes in its time. So.
As a soldier, I can't remember doing much. There was never really a call for it in Voyager.
Nah, there wasn't. But he was a good medic as well.
No, he was a reluctant field nurse, wasn't he?
Yeah, which in an area like when he lost in space with your family,
yeah.
A field nurse is better than having no doctor at all. Although,
however,
I think Judy
was a doctor. So and didn't Penny act as her nurse?
But I don't think she. I think she was reluctant as well. So I think
two reluctant nurses
is better than having no nurses at all.
Sorry. So we've got a reluctant pilot nurse.
Yep.
And nurse.
Gaius Baul.
Gaius Baul trying to mess it up.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
And to be fair, Gaius Baul good with robots.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Can't argue that.
So yeah.
All right. Okay. Who else we got? Do you want to replace the rest of the cast?
We could try replacing the rest of the cast.
Right.
Yeah.
John Robinson, the dad.
That's me, isn't it? We'd already established that we're
actually me and you.
No.
Because if so, I understand why we're lost into space.
Yeah. No. Not me and you. On my ship, me.
Yep.
I'm in charge. I am the leader of the mission, and. On your ship, you're the leader of your mission.
Again, still understand how we're lost in space.
We'll probably be lost in the same bit of space as well.
How if we float this? Who knows?
It's completely random. How's he turned up? I don't know. Probably improbable.
It's not impossible, though. That's where we fit in. Right in the line.
Right on the edge there, yeah. But yeah, so who would you have as your doctor daughter?
Doctor daughter? Can I have the doctor's daughter?
Yeah, if you want. But she's not a doctor, is she?
No.
She's a soldier.
She's also the doctor's wife.
She's also, yeah, Tennant's wife, isn't she? Right, yeah.
And I'm not going to go there.
And she's also the daughter of a doctor as well.
Which is Peter Davison's daughter.
Peter Davison's daughter, who is married to David Tennant, whose kids, if they're not the nerdiest kids on the planet, then something's gone horribly wrong.
That's not who I'm including anyway.
No.
Right, who could I have as the doctor?
As the doctor. Who would you have?
Can I have Stephen Strange?
No.
All right,
we established that right at the opening. Yeah, no Stephen Strange, no Q, no Doctor Who.
All right. Got it. Dr. Jean Grey.
Mm. She is a doctor.
Yep. And she's an X-Men woman. X-Woman. She used to be a bloke. Wait, no, she's a bloke now. Is that what that means? X-Woman?
Well, I don't think they have gender equality in the X-Men.
Well, okay.
It's called the X-Men, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So your daughter is Jean Grey.
Yep, Dr. Jean Grey.
There'll be a bit of a problem there when she turns into the Phoenix.
She's got that under control for most of it.
Most is not all of it.
When she's an adult, she's got it under control for the most part. Damn it. Foiled again.
Foiled by stuff that actually happens.
Damn your memory telling me the truth now and again.
Okay.
All right. I'm sticking with it. Okay, why not?
Scientist wife.
Oh, got it.
Who's that?
Mrs. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
A, because it's Jessica Alba, and, well, damn.
I don't believe Jessica Alba is a very good scientist.
Jessica Alba, no, but that's why I went for Mrs. Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
Invisible woman.
I know you mean,
and force fields, and she was a scientist.
Yep.
So, yeah?
Yeah, if you want.
Cool. Who else?
You've got...
Penny.
The daughter that...
Reluctant. I think she was like engineer.
I know, because Will was the tinkering engineer.
Yeah, he was the engineer, but I think he was kind of the halfway between engineer and medic.
Okay.
She kind of like specialised, as it were.
Right, okay.
Because I remember her helping him with scraps and helping the other sister with the emergency operation thing.
So, Who is going to stand in for her in your little world?
That's a tough one. Okay, let's think this through. So I need a medic engineer, an engineering medic.
The problem I've got now is that I've got my a couple of my family, but you've told me I have to think outside the box.
So. Yeah, no, were you thinking of Brian as well there?
I wasn't thinking of Brian, but I was. I've gone distinctly into the Stargate world, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. This is a hard one to think, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to it.
You're going to come back to it. Will.
Oh, I can't have Tony Stark, can I?
No. No, you can't have Tony Stark. Stop!
I can't help it, mate.
You've only got like four answers to all these questions, and they're always the Hulk, Tony Stark, or the Doctor. Or insert miscellaneous other one, which is Stephen Strange or Q or whatever other overpowered being you could think of.
All right, so I need a decent engineer.
You need a decent engineer, preferably
not from
gullible.
Yes, they do need to be gullible.
Yep.
Oh, God, I'm trying to think of gullible engineers now. That's all I've got stuck in my head.
See, I've got a good one for Will, even though I wouldn't necessarily want that person particularly on my ship. I have got an answer for him.
Go on, because I'm going to need a minute.
Wesley Crusher.
Oh, God. Oh, that hurt a little bit.
Gullible. Still a genius engineer.
Yeah.
He fits all the criteria. Plus, he's also called Will.
Yes.
Works out.
Yeah.
No. I thought I learned a new name.
Yep, fair enough.
Oi, Wills.
Salenka.
Ah. Yeah.
For those who don't know, I refer to Stargate Atlantis.
But then you can't have that, because I couldn't have Major Shepard.
This is true. Damn it.
unless you're going to give me Major Shepard.
Wait, you've got the stuff. Could I have a Brian?
Yeah.
No, I'm having a Brian as my chief engineer.
All right. Yeah, so as long as I can have Shepard as my pilot.
Yep, fair play.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. Yeah. Well, no, because you've got...
I got Wheaton. No, I got Paris.
And Paris.
Yeah. Yeah, I chose Paris as my pilot, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you got Wheaton.
Yeah.
Who you got included then? The EMH?
Oh, Beverly. I've got Wesley, I've got to have Beverly, haven't I? Yeah. I can't have one without the other.
All right, and you've got one left. The reluctant nurse daughter.
Reluctant nurse daughter, Paris. And I'm having Major Shepard as a pilot.
All right.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, who's your wife?
Scientist wife?
Yeah.
Who was your science wife? Yours was...
Mrs. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four.
Of course it was, yeah. Samantha Carter.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a better one for the Doctor.
Go on then.
I'm going to go with Dr. Fraser from SG-1.
My brain was going, Dr. Fraser Crane.
Yeah, Dr. Fraser Crane, even better. No, so her name was Dr. Fraser. I can't remember what her first name was, though. She was the... I'm going to say Judy.
Terry Rothall was a real name.
Jane. Brian.
I can't remember it. Anyway, yeah, jeez. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Dr. Fraser from SG-1.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea where we're at.
I've lost track as well, to be honest with you.
Okay, right, so... We've got me.
You didn't pick your Will.
I didn't pick my Will.
You didn't pick your Will.
Come on. Engineer?
Yeah, he chose a Brian.
Brian.
He's not really gullible, though, is he? If anything, O'Brien's really suspicious.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Of the two criteria, you got one of them. Bob on.
Data.
Yeah, Data's fairly gullible. He believed pretty much, you know, whatever you told him.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Data, then.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd allow it. Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Okay. So, on my ship, then.
On your ship, then.
I've got me.
You.
As Captain Dad.
Yep.
I've got Mrs. Fantastic as Scientist Wife.
Yep.
My oldest daughter, Doctor.
Yep.
Is forgotten.
Jean Grey.
It was Jean Grey. Thank you. Yeah.
I can't believe you forgot your own daughter. That's disgraceful.
I can't help it, mate. I was distracted by the wife.
That's understandable.
Who was my other daughter?
Yeah, you did reluctant nurse daughter.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I don't know. It's your family, not mine. I'm struggling to keep mine in my head.
I can't even remember Rogue Close as fucking Megan West now.
Murdoch.
Yeah, Murdoch. Murdoch as Megan West. I've got Lex Luthor as Dr. Smith. Well, no, did I have to change that?
You didn't have to change that, but I'd say that I said that Lex Luthor probably wasn't stupid enough to get caught. But
I think I chose somebody else after that, but I can't remember who it was.
If you're just tuning in now, This is a point of the show where we've talked for long enough that we've forgotten what we were originally talking about.
If you're just tuning in now, why are you listening to this last half of the podcast? What are you doing? It's madness. You deserve to be lost.
In space.
Ooh.
And it all links back.
Back to the beginning. We've come around full circle. We've done it.
Hi, welcome to 10 times my bad.
Right. Who's your family? Let's go with your family.
Right. Major West is Colonel Shepherd.
Yep.
Right. My doctor wife, scientist wife woman was
Colonel Carter.
The doctor daughter was Dr.
Frasier. Yep.
I think I should stick with Beverly Crusher, if I'm honest, because I've got Will at the bottom, haven't I? So.
Yeah.
I'll stick with Beverly. No, I'm not.
Is it too weird to have your oldest daughter be the mother of your youngest son?
Probably, but...
Sure. It's in space! <That's insane. laughs> Whatever happens!
Think about the genetics.
No one can hear them scream.
They didn't think about the genetics when they set off, did they? The only breed.
Well, let's say,
the only
the
breedable
weren't supposed
pair.
To be a colony ship.
Well, they are in the new TV series, and they still have the same issue.
So the new TV series had several of the Jupiters and all, though, to interbreed with. And they were the first colony group, or 24th colony group. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. That was Tom Paris, the middle child.
Yeah.
Will Wheaton, Wesley Crusher.
Yep. And who was your Dr. Smith?
Gaius Baltar.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. You've got yours. I just realised you're a Tom Paris reluctant engineer daughter, doctor. Yeah. He's not an engineer, he's a pilot.
He worked in engineering.
No, he didn't.
On deflector arrays and put navigational arrays. I class that.
His wife did that.
No. Tom Paris was always tinkering with his wife. She would deal with engineering. And he built the Delta Flyer.
He designed the Delta Flyer.
Yeah.
With the help of Tuvok, 7 of 9, and his wife.
Yeah. But that gives a level of engineering skill, a level that you need for a person that hasn't specialised.
He wanted to put tail fins on. But they told him off.
Yeah.
I think that was his only read out contribution on the Delta Flyer.
Yeah, but I'm having it because, you know, you can't get by in the Star Trek world without having some form of engineering.
Fair play. All right, I'll allow it.
And he was always tinkering with navigational arrays. If I tweak this bit here...
Come on to pilot stuff, though. Anyway, I'm not arguing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's that, then. So
it's just your your reluctant daughter we don't have. That's the issue.
Do I not...
What did you say?
Who knows? He's gone. Who can I have? Odo.
Odo? Odo?
Odo.
You can't have Odo. Odo can't do any doctoring or any engineeringing.
He's had to help
he's
both
a constable.
O'Brien and Bashir out several times.
He's a
At
constable.
At one point, he was a tourniquet for Doctor.
Being able to shapeshift into a bandage is not a qualification.
He did it reluctantly. And reluctantly had to go squeeze through conduits to repair something for O'Brien.
Yeah, that's not an engineer. That is at best a tool. You could probably have him as your robot if you want.
Oh, we haven't assigned a robot.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'd go with the Jarvis Iron Legion.
Well, all of them? Or
yep.
Or just one?
All of them.
Oh, okay. Ultron.
Oh, good comeback. Well done.
I think
I was expecting you to go Data or something, but no, well done.
Yep.
Well played.
Ultron. That's my...
Oh, I should have gone Locutus.
Oh. Then we could have taken Patrick Stewart with us.
I'm doing it.
That's how it works.
Sorry, Jarvis. I want to keep you around, but... Locutus.
Yeah.
Anyway. Reluctant doctor, engineering daughter.
No.
I can't even think of a reluctant... I've got it.
Okay.
No, I forgot it. No,
yes?
I haven't.
No,
I haven't.
Maybe?
No, I haven't.
I thought he was going to have it then.
No, I almost thought I did it. I was going to go for Rajesh Guthrapali.
Okay.
But he's not an engineer.
No,
or
he's a doctor.
He's a doctor,
yeah.
But not...
So he's an astrophysicist only.
Yeah.
He's not an engineer or a medical
Which,
doctor.
Which, fair, would have helped me being lost in space.
Not necessarily. Because if he specialises in astrophysics about what he can see from Earth,
yeah,
and then you're several billion light years from Earth, He won't know anything. He'll be as lost as you. In fact, he might be more lost because he'll be like, well, that doesn't look like a normal star.
All right, who can I have then? Who can I have?
And we start the timer. Bones. He's an actual doctor.
He's an actual doctor?
He wasn't reluctant.
He's very reluctant.
But he's not a reluctant doctor. He's reluctant to be on the ship.
And
he's
reluctant to be anything else. I'm a doctor, not a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sticking with it. You can have a pilot.
I haven't got a pilot.
As your reluctant engineer, you've got a pilot.
Yeah, but at least mine fits one of the two criteria. Reluctant engineer, reluctant medic. I've got reluctant medic.
Yeah?
You've got...
My guy's reluctant.
He's reluctant everything. That's some guy on
that. I'm arguing that. He's reluctant about everything.
No, I think he loves being... He's a doctor. You can't have two doctors.
All right. just ruining my day.
That's my plan. My only goal in life, that one.
Who?
My only goal in life.
All right, fair enough.
People's day.
Who am I going to have? Come on, there's got to be someone. House.
House is a doctor.
Damn it. He's reluctant, though.
No, he's not. He loves being a doctor. He loves being a doctor more than anything else. He loves being a doctor more than Cuddy. He loves being a doctor more than going to jail. He almost loved it more than Wilson, but not quite. If anyone hasn't seen the end of House, though, you're going to get a spoiler coming up.
They all die.
He fakes his death, doesn't he? Yeah. So he can give up his job and spend 6 months with Wilson before Wilson dies. That's how much he loves Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Yeah, I have no idea. I can't think of a reluctant engineer that you'll allow me to have.
You haven't found an engineer, let alone a reluctant one yet. You've just picked two actual doctors and an astrophysicist.
Can I have O'Brien again?
Two O'Briens?
Yeah, because he was also a field medic.
You can't clone O'Brien. You can have Smiley O'Brien.
No, because he's almost as bad as Lex Luthor. I've got to deal with him on my ship. Alfred! Batman's Alfred!
Yeah, I'd say he's a reluctant nurse.
I've never looked an engineer.
There we go.
All right, yeah, Batman's Alfred.
There we go. You see?
My youngest son's older than me.
Your youngest son's 79. Hello, Dad.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'm sticking with it. All right.
I just like the idea of, yeah, rather than Danger Will Robinson, it's Will Robinson, you will be assimilated. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Okay. There we go. Yeah. That's my crew.
So.
All right.
What have we learned today?
Not much.
I think we've learned that replacing the crew of the Jupiter
2.
Two?
Yep.
Was trickier than we anticipated.
Yep, it was.
And that you went for youngest son who was older than you.
Yep, as you do, standard.
I went for siblings that were actually related closer than we thought.
I went for a robot who is quite likely going to try and assimilate the rest of my family.
And I went for a robot who's notorious for taking over the world, I suppose, taking over chunks of the world.
Yep, our bad guys, ultimately irrelevant because we've been had by our own crew.
But at least I'll have a chuckle with Major Shepard.
Yeah, fair play.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed learning that with us.
And we will catch you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook. And you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.